July and September. If it contracts in the following 3 months, Britain will be in recession. Economist Simon French has been looking at the data.
Sometimes there's such a blizzard of numbers, it's difficult to step back and say, what does it tell you? I think it tells you that the economy, while it hasn't hit a technical recession yet, it's right on a knife edge, and we've had really no growth for about 12 months now.
The Chancellor says the medium-term picture is looking more positive, though. Police have shown body cam footage of their response to a mass shooting at a university in Prague, which left 15 people, including the gunman, dead. They've also revealed students hitting classrooms to avoid 24-year-old David Kozak. A 41-year-old woman has appeared in court charged with murdering her 4-year-old son in East London. Kobe Masharia Dooley was found with stab wounds in Hackney on Wednesday night. Teenager Alex Bassey says he returned to the UK after growing tired of his nomadic lifestyle with no friends. He was taken to Spain by his mother and grandfather, who weren't his legal guardians when he was 11. The now 17-year-old is back living with his grandmother in Manchester. In an interview with The Sun, he described how he trekked for 22 miles before being picked up in Toulouse by delivery driver David Axedini.
He just wanted to live a normal life, to see his grandmother again, and to have a normal future. That's the world that he used. Yeah, I think it was the best choice to live.
Drivers are being urged to travel after 6 p.m. where possible to avoid getting stuck in pre-Christmas tailbacks. The RAC is expecting 13.5 million leisure journeys between now and Sunday. And British player Emma Raducanu has been included on the qualifying list for next month's Australian Open tennis. The 2021 US Open champion has been out of action since April because of wrist injuries. That's the latest. I'm Tom Harrigan.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks so much to Tom Harrigan.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's take a look at the weather. 11 degrees, gusty winds and drizzle for today. Should be dry, though, for the rest of the afternoon from now. It was this morning mainly, but you might get gusty winds up to about 40 mile an hour between now and sort of 1 o'clock. Then it will calm down a little bit and it should be remain dry. Saturday's looking a little bit sunny and cloudy, 11 degrees. Sunday, Christmas Eve, is going to be a bit overcast. It might be raining in the morning and then cloudy for the rest of the day, again with some gusty winds. And then Monday is looking like a good chance of rain and drizzle. But Boxing Day, you'll get some sunshine.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Oh, it's the last... Oh, my voice went like that. It's the last hour of the show here on Phoenix FM for Eat My Brunch for this year. It's been a cracker of a year, and thank you to everybody. I will do a big thank you at the end. There's too many people to mention, so I'm not going to mention all the bands and the guests and everybody that's come in, because there's too many and I'll miss somebody, and then that person that gets missed out thinks, why didn't you mention me? I thought we got on really well. But I've had some amazing guests in the studio over the last year. It's been a really busy year for the show. Lots more listeners, lots more interaction, loads more on socials. And, yeah, it's been fantastic. And it's such a privilege to be able to do the radio show. And, yeah, thank you to everybody for getting involved. Might change the format a little bit next year just to get it a little bit more, I don't know, a little bit more, a few more features and a bit more, you know, something. I don't know what. I'll think about it over Christmas. What I'm going to do is basically have time off and then I'll come back and do the same show. No, I'm going to try not to. I've got a lot of stuff I've got to try and sort out, including the plumbing's still not right. You know, I was off on Wednesday, emergency plumbing. Paid out a lot of money. He's done, basically, he's cleared out all the sludge and all the rest of it from the radiators and the tank and everything, but there's still some problem with the plumbing. So I don't know what to do. He's making like a clanking noise late at night. And I'm like, what? It sounds like somebody's up in the loft going like that. Any plumbers out there, do let me know what that could be. I've got nobody in the loft, by the way, so don't worry about that. I've got to get some plastering done over the holiday period and then start decorating my bedroom. Do you know what I was thinking about? What colour should I do it? I think I'm just going to do an off-white because then it's easier, isn't it? Then just get a nice creamish coloured carpet. And I've got to get a new bed. That's the other thing I've got to sort out. Might get my bed. And then I'll, you know, it'd be nice. Be nice and relaxed. What's this? Remind people to take out their frozen turkeys. Oh, yes. If you've got a frozen turkey, take it out. 24 hours for every 2 kilograms of turkey. Most of our turkey recipes call for 5 to 6 kilograms of turkey, which should take 3 full days to defrost in the fridge, not outside. It must be in the fridge. And then before you're going to cook it, you need to take it out a good couple of hours to get to sort of, you know, get to room temperature. But just be very careful. I don't know. Do people cook these massive turkeys? I don't know. I mean, some... Maybe people do, I don't know. But don't forget, after you've cooked it, you can leave the turkey for rest for up to 2 hours. That'll make it nice and juicy. Whack some foil on it. It keeps it warm for 2 hours. I know you wouldn't think it does, but it does. And that way you can just do all your roast potatoes, get everything else done, and then just serve it up, and it's all done. There's plenty of videos online about carving a turkey. Jamie Oliver's got a good one because he does one where you carve it and the other one where you basically just rip it to pieces. You rip it, and which is a different way of doing it, getting all the meat off. Because sometimes when you're there, you're like, come on, come on. You know, you want you eat your turkey now. You know, you don't want the slices of it. So, yeah, you can check it out online. But if you have got a frozen turkey, do get it out of the freezer, because it'll be, as I said, about 24 hours for every 2 kilograms of turkey. I think 1 year, actually, did it, my mum cooked a turkey. I mean, she was a really good cook, but I think she did cook a turkey. Or was it me? I cooked it with the giblets in the bag. And I still served it up. Because I was like, well, it's only the inside might have been poisoned by the plastic, but I'll serve everything else. I did. I was like, I'm not going to do that. So just be careful that you... They don't leave things in, do they, so much now? Yeah, I don't know. Oh, we always eat too much anyway. You always do too much food at Christmas. I mean, normally when I do my Sunday lunches, there might be a little bit left. Normally there's no potatoes left because I normally say 5 potatoes per person, roasted potatoes, which is... Some people have more, some people have less. So I do get it. I love it when I've finished doing like a roast dinner. I love it that people sat around and enjoyed it and there's not much left on the plates. That's when, you know, people have had a nice lunch. But I will be doing a Sunday lunch club probably starting in January again. I love that. Just getting random people around to have something to eat. It's nice. And hopefully I can stay sober this time, because last time I don't think I remember the end of the end of the lunch, which is not good. Which is not good. But I had started on the wine when I was cooking. I love cooking with a glass of wine in the kitchen and Christmas songs. And the next minute, that was the end of that. That's the dangers. Nice glass of. I moved on to Chardonnay now. Chardonnay. I like my Gewürztraminer, but I do like a nice Chardonnay. And I really never used to drink that at all. I used to drink years ago when it was fashionable, Pinot Grigio. Probably about 25 years ago when it first sort of appeared and became really popular, but I can't stand it now. I don't like it. But I drink, there's lots of nice wines actually out there. I do, and I do love the, not so much with reds, because I used to drink reds, now I don't, but I really like trying different wines and the different notes and, yeah, hits your taste buds. And I love it. I do like wine. Anyway, sorry, I've gone on a bit. I feel really tired. I feel tired all of a sudden. Like I need to put feet up. I'm meant to be going out this evening. I've got to liven myself up. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get home and go, yeah, I must go out this evening. I'll just have a glass of wine and put my... And I'll be out like a light. I've got too much to do. I'll tell you what, I need to go and get those sausages and that bacon out of the fridge in the kitchen. Otherwise, they're going to be here all weekend. Somebody will be eating my sausages and bacon. Not having that. They're from the farm shop. You like them. Better bring him in the studio. Here is ABC with The Look of Love.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, whoa. When your world is full of strange arrangements and gravity won't pull you through, you know you're missing out on something. Something depends on you. All I'm saying, it takes a lot to love you. Gray sky to blue. That's the look. That's the look. The
Love this song by Milena, which was out earlier this year, called The Secret Garden.
Speaks to you. Be the change you want to.
That is Milena with The Secret Garden. Beautiful. Ah, one mince pie down, only five to go. Not before the end of the show. I might even offer, because I'm kind like that, Patrick Shearing, who I know will be listening, who's coming up with a bumper show. I might even let him have one of my vegan mince pies. Although he might not like them. I don't like mince pies, but that... The vegan one was really nice. I don't know what ones I must. My mum used to make mince pies, and I don't know if it was that put me off or store bought ones. Have a very merry Christmas. I will do. Yeah, I've got a delivery of wine coming. Thanks, Mrs. G.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 609 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
At Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 33932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
A like a wrong turn on the wrong night.
I don't know what I'm doing there. I was just trying to join in. Sometimes I get a little bit. I used to have such a big voice, and I think where I've got older, I've got a little bit nervous of singing loudly. I sort of go la la la, sing like this, and it's fine. Whereas you, I used to sing like this, and I know it's fine. I wouldn't mind. Fine. Voice is a bit lower now as well, I think. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Did you hear that? That's that mince pie coming back. Oh dear, oh dear. Oh, never mind. Well, it's got a bit nippy in the studio. Oh, I think so. I got my sausages and bacon out of the fridge. I had to. I didn't want to leave them there. Somebody had eaten them from the studio. In fact, probably nobody would because they were raw. But I didn't like the fact that I also got black pudding as well. Because on Christmas morning, I want to have egg, bacon, sausage and black pudding very early in the morning because I won't be having dinner until very, very late. But I always like to have a nice little breakfast. Actually, I'll say that. I probably won't. I might have Christmas Eve breakfast. That'd be better. Because normally if I have a fried breakfast, then I can't eat anything for the rest of the day, right up until the evening. Years ago, I'd have had that Sunday lunch. I can't do it anymore. So I don't mind one sausage, maybe a little egg, tomatoes, black pudding, fried bread. That's it. What's that noise? What's going on? Can you hear that? Oh, yeah, it was me. You'll have to button that in one. We'll have some traffic and travel coming up on my last show of 2023. This, however, is the... This, I can't. can't get my words out. These are the Condrecs, is that right? These are the Condrecs of their track called London Town. I'm featuring on backing vocals. It's Ed Rome, Tony Slaven, Peter Spicer, and also Nick Van Eed from Cutting Crew. This was out just a little bit... a couple of weeks ago. Best wishes as well to Tony Slaven, who's recovering after basically he'll tell you himself he died three times. Not just the once, but they've done amazing work with him. He is back on his feet, looking forward to Christmas. The emergency services were great, and the policeman that saved his life, big love to you. Hopefully he gets an award. He kept him going for 45 minutes until the ambulance could get there. Do you know that? And they could get a defibrillator to him because he suffered a massive heart attack and basically just dropped down dead. And the policeman hadn't been there. Just by a sheer fluke, he wouldn't be here. It's amazing. It's, you know, even the hospital are just like, it's quite unheard of. 45 minutes he kept him going for. Incredible, absolutely incredible. I'm going to be doing a first aid course in January. Roy Tyzak is going to be organising it, and hopefully we'll get a few people. If you're interested, let me know. I think it's between £40 and £60 to do the course, and it's something that I would really be interested in doing, because you think you know what you would do in those situations, but a lot of the times you don't. So if you're interested, we can talk about it more after Christmas. Right, coming up here are the Condrecs. This is London Town.
Sunny days, everybody comes out and plays. Laying down a patch of grass in the city, so green. There's a man smoking on the river bridge. Yeah. His reflection seems to bother him. As bottles float by, littering our shore. Together somehow we could clean up every single street in every town. Come on, starting with London Town, starting with London Town, starting with London Town. Something in the air where I can't breathe. Do you know if we all got together somehow we could clean up every single street in every town, starting with London Town, starting in somehow
things are coming my way. And if the sunshine has a meaning, you're telling me not to let things get in my way. When the rainy days are dying, gotta keep on trying. All the bees and birds are flying. Never let go, gotta hold on in. I'm stuck to the break of dawn in. Keep moving, don't stop rocking.
I've just served Patrick a, not homemade, but a shop bought. What do you think of the mince pie? It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Thank it's you, not Michelle, but I wanted to talk to me when I have a mouthful of mince pie.
Sorry about that. Now, Patrick was just saying, and I forgot to mention this, and it's really quite exciting because years after we don't do the radio anymore, we're long gone and
absolutely
off to the stars or wherever we go after we die, our voices will still be being heard.
It's they'll be available, won't they? It's utterly bewildering, Michelle. The National Radio Archive, which is part of the British Library, apparently record 50 radio stations, and then one of those 50 is us.
Yes, so we will be forever. They'll be listening to us in another 100 years' time, probably.
Absolutely.
So it's only 50 stations in the UK.
I believe that's what we were informed yesterday.
Yeah, and it is the daytime shows here as well. So it's like My Show Breakfast, Drive Time, all of the 1, 2, 3 shows with you guys as well, and Drive.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
We should. We're more or less going to be famous after we're dead.
Yeah. I was rather gobsmacked when I read it yesterday morning, to be perfectly honest. Which is unusual for me. You know
what's going to happen, don't you? It's like all the work you put in now, after we're not here anymore, maybe 100 years ago, can we have another show with Michelle Ward? They died 100 years ago.
You know, there are some authors and there are some composers who are like that as well, which were, not very well known in their lifetimes and then afterwards became very well known.
That could be us.
I think we might be living a dream there, Michelle.
Our shows are not that good. What are you saying, Patrick? Our shows are that good. They're fantastic.
Well, yeah, it's just a wild thought, isn't it? Yeah. That saying 2035, someone's listening to this nonsense that you and I are saying right now.
Thanks very much for that, and a Merry Christmas to everyone. if you're still celebrating or having mince pies out there, hopefully. Yeah. I think the mince pie could have been warmed up slightly. Maybe the ice cream would have been quite
nice. Well, actually, the one that I was served yesterday was served with ice cream.
Well,
yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, it's a bit down market in comparison to yesterday.
Oh, it's all right. I'll put an oven in next year. Make sure that I'm outside of the kitchen. Now, you've got a bumper show. We'll let you eat your mince pie, and then you can come back and let us know.
Oh, okay.
That's
jolly good.
On. So, yeah, we don't want to give Patrick a chance to walk in the door and eat a mince pie. Right, let's have a little look and see what other tunes I want to play. It's coming up to the end of the show. Oh, Patrick's gone already. It's coming up to the end of the show, and it's been a cracking year here at Phoenix FM. Oh, I think I'm going to have to play this. Oh, yes, why not? Let's go back to the 1970s with this Christmas song. This is Boney M with Mary's Boy Child.
Mary's Boy Child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible said,
Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a king was born today,
and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas.
Our shepherds watch their flock by night. They see a bright new morning star.
They hear a choir sing a song. The music seems to come from above. Hark now, hear the angels sing. A king was born today.
And man will.
Tears of joy and laughter, people shouting, let everyone know there is hope for all to find peace. Oh my Lord, you sent your son to save us. Oh my Lord, your very son you gave us. Oh my Lord, that sin may not enslave us and love may reign once more. Oh my Lord, praise the Lord.
Just moaning there to Patrick about my memory being absolutely awful. Now, look, before we talk to Patrick about the show, let's get a quick traffic and travelling.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's have a look and see what's happening on the roads. It might be a little bit busy. Let's check. Right, first off to Brook Street roundabout. That's not looking too bad at the moment. A1023 is okay. Ongar Road, very, very busy heading up to Wilson's Corner, all round there, as people are doing their Christmas shopping. But there is plenty of parking. Don't get put off by shopping local. Heading up the A12 towards Chelmsford, again, you've got a clear run, except you've got the 40-mile-an-hour speed restrictions between Junction 13 and 16, and some night time closures as well, but diversions will be in operation, just remember. Very busy around Chelmsford as well if you're driving there to do any shopping, so shop local. Heading down the M25 towards Lakeside, now that's starting to get busy around there too, but the M25 at the moment is okay. Very busy around Hornchurch and Upminster as people go out to do the last-minute bit of shopping, and heading up towards the M11, one lane closed, very slow traffic due to a stalled vehicle. M25 from junction 26 of the A121 Waltham Abbey to junction 27 of the M11 junction 6. One lane of four is closed.
Do you know, Christmas is the best time to listen to local radio because it's still local and it's still radio. But it's Christmas.
Where did you find that, Michelle?
That was the wonderful Anne Anderson, who does my jingle, you're listening to local radio, because it's radio and it's local. Oh, so I asked him to do one for Christmas, and that was his Christmas one.
Marvellous,
it's
Michelle.
Brilliant, brilliant. Now, you've got lots coming up on your fantastic
absolutely.
Show today.
Yes, indeed. Well, it's the first of two Christmas specials, because I shall be live on Boxing Day between 1 and 4. And so today, well, we've got exclusive track recorded by Solomon Smith, who is an artist from Cambridgeshire who I've featured on my show regularly. He's recorded a version of O Holy Night, which we shall have today. And there's a little message from him as well. There's somebody called Michelle Ward as well, who's also recorded a track for me. And so that'll be on the show as well. We've got the Christmas message from the Bishop of Chelmsford, Bishop Gooley, who was here a few weeks back. And we've got her Christmas message. And the track that she chose as well that goes with that, which is Driving Home for Christmas. So we've got that and a general selection of Christmassy things. Not the usual ones, because everybody plays them, so other ones. And then we've got the usual birthdays quiz at 1:45 with opportunity to email in if you know how old the various people are. And then we shall go to the vintage chart for 1988 for towards the end of the show.
Excellent. So that's all coming up with Patrick, who's now full of mince pies. Coming up, and you will be here, as you said, on Christmas Day as well.
No, Boxing Day.
Boxing Day.
Between 1 and 4.
All right, Boxing Day. They say Christmas Day. I thought it was quite good of you to come
Day.
In.
Boxing Day. That would be,
very generous.
That would be on Christmas Day, absolutely. Absolutely. No, Boxing Day between 1 and 4.
Will you be eating turkey on Christmas Day?
Yes, I will be eating turkey on Christmas Day. Mm. But I don't know if I said to you last week, but I'm very fortunate I go to other people, so yes. I don't have to cook any of it.
That's the best thing about Christmas. If you can get away without cooking or doing anything, but you turn up, then you eat the food and you go, I'm going home now. Except what you need to do, if you go somewhere for Christmas dinner, I'll give you a bit of advice. Stay for at least 2.5 to 3 hours after the meal, because then people think you appreciate it. If you run off straight away after somebody's cooked a big dinner and you go, oh, thanks very much, I'm going now, you won't be invited back. You have to stay. There's like a little period of time you have
is
to stay.
That right? Okay.
Not stay too long, not stay too short. It's just in the middle. Then people think you appreciate what they've done.
Well, there you are, Misha. There is
advice.
It's like it's taken the whole show into a whole new dimension about
yes.
Tips for Christmas.
That's it. Know? And don't forget a frozen turkey. If you've got one, get it out of the. You've got to need to get it out of the freezer now.
And now?
Yes.
Right now.
Because if it's a turkey, I think it's 2 kilograms for every 24 hours or something. So if you've got quite a big bird, you need to get it out.
Well, there you are. That's a very useful piece of information, Michelle.
anything
else, you know? I mean, we've got now, don't stay too long if you're a guest, you know. Make sure your turkey's out of the freezer. So surely we must got some more now, Michelle. You're on a roll, I can tell.
So there's plenty more hints and tips. You can check out my book for next year, Michelle's Special Christmas. Can you imagine what a horror that would be?
Well, I'm, you know, I'd be queuing up. People people have been putting in the reserve order now, Michelle?
Yes, it's £25 actually per page. Right, coming up, I think we'll do some ads, and then we've got one of my favourite songs from this year, the JoJo Man Band with a Fuzzbox.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
To the end of the show and my last show of 2023. I'll be back with you in 2024. Thank you ever so much to everybody who's been listening to the show this year and made it such great fun to come in and do. I've loved all your interactions and following me on social media. You've been amazing. Thank you also to all my guests that have been in this year. There's too many of you to name, and also all of the fantastic independent music. If there's one thing I love on this show, it's giving your ears a little tingle with some independent music, and it's great pleasure. If you like any of the music that I play on my show, please go and like the independent musicians, because it really does make a day to them. They don't do it for don't do it for money, they do it for the love of music. Whatever you're doing at Christmas, enjoy, and I hope to see you in the new year. Merry Christmas.
Join Patrick Sherring for Friday's edition of 1-2-3. Conversations with guests from the community and beyond. The Friday teaser quiz, a vintage chart, live music sessions and so much more. So spend your Friday 1-2-3 with Patrick here on Phoenix FM.
It's a vision of the night, for I am blinded without sight. I feel sensations now inside of me, inside of me. See the light.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.